This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If you could see the angels coming to you every time you recited the Quran, would you be more motivated to keep reciting? I want to share with you a really interesting story. This is based on an authentic hadith. One of the companions, Usayd radiallahu anhu, was reciting the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah specifically. And he was reciting it while he was at the area that stored his dates, the date storage house. And as he's reciting, his horse got startled by something. So it began to jump. And he paused and it stopped. He recited again. The horse started to jump and he got startled. He recited again and it got startled. So he's a little confused. His son is nearby. He said, radiallahu anhu, I was afraid that the horse might trample Yahya, my son. I stood near it. So imagine, like, he's walking to the horse to see what's going on. He said, I saw something in the sky, like a type of canopy with what looked like lamps within it, a lantern in the sky, rising up until I could no longer see it. It went away. The next morning, I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said, O Messenger of Allah, I was reciting in my day storage, the little area that he has, late at night, and I was reciting, he was reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, and the horse began to get startled and to jump. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him advice, and this advice was actually to continue. He said, Iqra, read, O Ibn Hudayr, continue to read, meaning, like, don't stop reciting when you see that. I said, I did recite, but the horses got startled, and they jumped again and again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite, O Ibn Hudayr. He said, I did recite, but the horses got so startled and they jumped. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite, O Ibn Hudayr. And in one of these narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept telling him to recite. Ibn Hudayr said, in other words, O Messenger of Allah, I ended the recitation because Yahya, his son, was nearby. He was close to the horse. And I was afraid it might trample him. And then I saw something like a canopy with what looked like lamps in it rise up in the sky until I could no longer see it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those were angels, malaika, who were listening to your recitation. And if you had continued, the people would have seen them in the morning and they would not have concealed themselves from the people. In one of the reports, the ending of the hadith actually goes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, these angels descended for your recitation, meaning they came down because you were reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. They descended for your recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and if you had continued, you would have seen wonders. So you don't know what else could have happened, but maybe others would have seen these forms that they had taken of light in the sky, and Allah knows best. But imagine every time you read the Quran, there are angels coming to you. There are angels surrounding you in your home, in your car, on your way to school or work, and the devils start to flee because the angels also arrive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and surround us with the malaika, Allahumma ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entrusted Abu Huraira radiallahu an to protect the charity, the money that people had given for Ramadan. So he said, someone came to me and began stealing from the food. I took hold of him and I said, I will certainly take you to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he's reporting this story to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's maybe wondering, what's the explanation? What's going to happen? Because in one report, there's a lot more detail about this person who stole money and how he ran. And he told Abu Huraira something very important. So he told the Prophet ﷺ what that man said. He said, the man that I captured told me when I go to bed, I should recite Ayatul Kursi. This is verse 255 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And that Allah would appoint a protector with me, and that no devil would come near me until the morning time. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, he told you the truth, although he is a liar. That was a devil. In other words, may Allah protect us all. When Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu experienced this, he referenced Ayatul Kursi, which we know from many other narrations, that it's the most powerful ayah of the Quran. The most powerful ayah of the Quran. Imagine the one who lives upon it. How many times the angels would descend upon them and the devils would flee. And here's some good news for those who do recite it. There is a sunnah, an act of worship you can do every single day to bring you closer to the Quran, and specifically through this ayah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time was talking to a companion and he said to him, O Abu Mundhir, do you know which verse of the Book of Allah with you is the greatest? Which of the verses, which of the ayat is the greatest? The Sahabi says, I recited the verse of the throne. This is reported by Ubay bin Ka'b. I recited, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no God but Him, the living, the sustainer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, touched me on the chest in a playful manner. And he said, by Allah, Abu Mundir, rejoice in this knowledge. Rejoice in this knowledge. The fact that you know Ayatul Kursi is the most powerful ayah of the Quran is good news for you. So rejoice in it and the fact that you know it. When you pass away, may Allah grant us a good ending, the angels of mercy will welcome the believers upon death. And whoever recites Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne, after every prescribed prayer, meaning after the five obligatory prayers, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be nothing standing between him and entry into paradise except death. Meaning that's your pathway to paradise. Why you recited a part of the Quran that was powerful, you thought about it, lived upon it, you acted upon it. So think about the angels of mercy welcoming you into the afterlife. May Allah grant us a good ending. Ibn Abbas reported a really interesting story. While the angel Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he heard a creaky noise above him. Jibreel alayhi salam raised his head and he said, this is a door of heaven that has been opened today, and it has never been opened before today. And then an angel descended from it. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, this angel descended to the earth today and has never descended until today. I want you to imagine hearing this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The angel greeted him with peace and he said, rejoice in two lights that you have been given. Two lights that you have been given, which were not given to any prophet before you. The opening of the book, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha, and the ending, Khawatim, the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. These are the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and these are the ones we are supposed to recite every night. They will suffice you all night. Now let's continue the hadith. And then he said, you will never recite a letter from them except that you will be given, meaning you will be blessed, you will be rewarded, you'll be given the reward. Ayatul Kursi, Surah Al-Fatiha, the last verses of Al-Baqarah, and we have many other verses of the Quran and Surah that bring you closer to Allah and bless you in many ways. But as you recite sincerely, the angels surround you. There's tranquility and protection and forgiveness as well. Here's my question to you. What do you personally reflect on when you recite the Quran or it's being recited around you in terms of the unseen, the angels? What do you think about when you read the Quran in terms of the angels as they are surrounding you?